which leads me to Daryl from CTC. Hello.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, everybody.
Any thoughts on tonight's game?
I think you already know that. I think I said you would be 24-12 New South Wales. And the only reason why I'm doing that is because Queensland hasn't picked their best side.
You don't think so? No.
They haven't. They've let players out because of certain issues. And
no, of course.
I think these sort of games need to pick your best side and have your best side on the field.
There is a lot of people picking New South Wales, and I think I'll even say it. I like the New South Wales team. I think they've picked a great side. And I think Josh Morris coming through, I'm surprised he wasn't there when they first picked the side. So be a good game. Where do you watch it? Have you got plans?
Oh, hopefully I can get home in time to watch it. But with the river run on, it's... I can't remember the last time I had a good night's sleep. So
only a couple of days to go. You'll be right.
Thank goodness.
You'll be sleeping Monday through Wednesday next week.
I think so.
Before we talk about the CTC Rocky River Run, you did set a challenge about 2 weeks ago, told us it was going well last week, and it's just gone to a new level.
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of people ring up and ask for people. There was one there yesterday. They wanted them by today, and they got them by today. So, you know, the 2 week challenge has now turned into 2 hour challenge. So, you know, we managed to, because we got I suppose so many people in our books. They've already been interviewed and ref checked and everything else.
Yeah,
we've got people sitting around waiting for work. That's the bad side of it, but it was good that we could actually place this gentleman to work, so that was great.
Tell me about that challenge again. So how does it work?
So we've thrown out a challenge to anyone in Central Queensland, any business in Central Queensland, to come to us and say this is the type of person we're looking for, and we'll match that criteria within 2 weeks. If we don't, we will actually do the recruitment for free.
And it is incredible, and obviously a lot of people taking you up on it. And it was inspired by the fact that people said there was just no one out there.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, a lot of people were talking that, you know, the people were only getting 2 and 3 resumes per ad they were putting up. And, you know, recruitment is an art. It really is. It's like being a doctor. It's like being a lawyer. You train for it. It's not something that you can go into business and say, oh, I think I'll just, you know, get Johnny on the tools down here and everything will be right. You've got to have the right person that fits your culture, fits your business environment. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there can actually move your business forward as well.
Well done. Well, as well as that, of course, you've taken on the Rocky River Run in 2016 and just taken it to another level. Although you haven't been getting much sleep, you must be really happy.
Oh, I am. I think that, you know, the staff have done an incredible job. I think I'm just the mouthpiece, unfortunately, for them. And, you know, I come up with all these harebrained ideas and they're following through and they're the ones that put the logistics behind everything. So, you know, it's great for them. And, I must thank my beautiful wife. She's put up with me for the last 4 or 5 months. So
and trailed around behind you, comes into the studio. Oh, she loves it.
I think she does, but yes. I think she thumps me at night because I wake up all sore and everything, but I don't know whether that's from getting a bad night's sleep or what it is.
And the other person is Deb. I met Deb for the very first time. You've spoken about Deb so many times, your right-hand lady.
Oh, look, Deb's been fantastic, you know, getting out there, getting the sponsorships, and not only that, but doing part of the logistics. There's Jenny Smith there. She's the person behind the scenes that's gone out, make sure the track's right, make sure everything's okay, putting the police in place and everything else and all the security and everything. So, you know, there are a lot of people behind the scenes. And it's not just me or Deb. There is a lot of people doing a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, these things don't just come together overnight. They take a long time to do. We got thrown in, I suppose, in the deep end, so to speak. But I think we're doing okay. I wouldn't say it's a gold star performance yet, but, you know, my team has done a gold star performance. I think I need to lift the bar a little bit for next year.
I think the gold stars will be handed out on Monday. I'm pretty confident of that. Just a couple of days to go, but we can still register.
Oh, look, we really encourage people to register before Friday. And the reason for that is because Saturday is such a hectic day, handing out bibs and getting the registrations right. And then on Sunday, we just want everybody to enjoy themselves. Coming to the race, traditionally it's been that you'd rock up and pay your money and everything else, but there's going to be a lot of people there, and we don't want anyone to miss out on a race either, because, you know, we need to call the race about 15 minutes beforehand. Everyone needs to be at the starting, getting ready for the starting line, and we don't want anyone to miss out. It's a great day. It's going to be a fantastic testament, I suppose, to Rockhampton and the region as well.
And the CTC Rocky River Run went national yesterday. You dropped in after going to the Today Show.
I wouldn't say me, but certainly the Zombies went national, and that was pretty good. So, I think that was great. You know, apparently Carl came up straight away to them, wanted a photo with them and everything else. So I think that was great. And they got on air, got on a few shots on there, so it was fantastic. We went around doing a few photo bombs around Rockhampton. I think the Zombies were on the warpath yesterday, so they were looking for humans.
It was brilliant. It's just going to be a massive weekend. Starts on Friday night with that red carpet event. The Zombie Run on Saturday, Sunday the CTC Rocky River Run, and then we probably haven't spoken about it enough, but there's going to be some entertainment put on by some people who will be judged for their performance.
Correct, yes. So we've got people coming along to sing a song or two and to be judged by yourself, Sam, and DJ Juicy for the opportunity of winning $250. And we want to, you know, see how it goes. We're trialling a lot of things this year. And people say, oh, that didn't work or this didn't work, but we're giving it a go. We really want to give a lot of things a go and see how we can make it into a festival type of weekend rather than just a running race.
And fun aside, it's all for a really important cause.
Fantastic cause. Look, youth suicide is what we're all about here for the Rocky River Run. And how can we do anything about it? We can get people employed. We can get people off the lines of unemployment and make sure that they've got a future, make sure their parents have got a future. And make sure that they can actually give as a whole human being, I suppose, in some respects to their actual spouses and kids and everything else. We also want to make sure that they're looked after. It certainly is a sad indictment on society because we are judged, I think, by the people that come before us, and we need to make sure what we do as a society is we look after those people that can't look after themselves. And this is what this is all about.
Yeah, well said. All right. Well, in the lead up to the weekend, we've got your ambassador coming in tomorrow morning. Looking forward to that.
She is, yes, Catherine.
And then you'll be back on Friday. And we then will be. Saturday, we're there.
You are. You're there as well at the Empire. So that's fantastic. I hope everyone comes down early, gets their bibs, and maybe I'll interview a few people and see why they're doing it and those sorts of things as well, which would be fantastic.
The countdown truly is on to the CTC Rocky River Run. Daryl, thank you.
Thank you.